and we're recording as we speak. Lorimer Freestone from the Holland Area Arts Council. A lot of bags were on a lot of statues and works of art in downtown Holland. They got unveiled over the weekend. And you put the letters K and W to the N-O and change it to No More Art. Tell us a little bit about this art awareness program that was kicked off over the weekend.
Well, actually, it was kicked off several months ago when several nonprofit organizations got together, all the executive directors got together to discuss the landscape of the nonprofit community. It was through the Lakeshore Nonprofit Alliance, which brought together the executive directors of as many nonprofit organizations in the Holland, Zeeland, Lakeshore area as could attend. And it was called Nonprofit Next. And what it was meant to do was to assess what we all do, what services we provide, how we may overlap, how we may be able to collaborate, maybe finding like organizations that could work together in a really meaningful way in order that we can better stewards of the monies that are donated to our organizations. So out of this came an initiative with all of the arts organizations. We kind of thought that we could all get together and do some strategic doing, which is a way of going about making something happen, utilizing the resources we have at hand between all of our organizations. So it involved about 20 different organizations, individuals, businesses, even churches, who got together and wanted to do something meaningful about raising the awareness about the arts. And this idea came about talking about what would this community be like without the arts. And so that is how the idea of NO, More Arts, was born. We thought, let's just put the question out there, or the statement, imagine no more arts, and see what kind of reaction we get from people over the period of about a month, and then make a statement downtown Holland, have a flash mob that covers up and silences the art during the street performer series. Then at the symphony concert following 2 days later, which was this past weekend, we unveiled this marvelous public service announcement that was created for us in order to highlight the idea of imagining the world without the arts, imagining no art and architecture, no design, no landscape design. And then it's sort of like a the transition that happens in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy steps through her house and goes into Munchkinland. Suddenly the color is there, and suddenly it transitions into K-N-O-W, More Art. And what it is a challenge to the community. We want people to engage in some way in the arts. Pick up a paintbrush, do a doodle, sing a song, join a choir, dance, take a dance lesson, or just go out and dance. Do some kind of artistic endeavor, and that includes attending performances. You don't have to be an artist in order to be engaged in the arts. Go to a gallery and see beautiful artwork. But then what we want people to do is go to the website, nomorearts.org, and you can spell it either way, and it'll get you there. You can do the N-O or the K-N-O-W, moreart.org. And go to that website and then submit your experience. Tell people about how you've engaged in the arts and what that meant to you. We also have a Facebook page, No More Arts, on Facebook. And actually, that's a single No More Art, K-N-O-W-M-O-R-E-A-R-T. And we have a Facebook page which you can submit ideas and conversation on. And so we just want people to tell us over the next 9 months how they've engaged in the arts and what difference it has made in your life. Because we have a clearly very rich cultural community here, and we know that people get how important the arts are. But what we want to do is reach those people who may be fearful of engaging in the arts, and we want them to lose that fear take a chance, do something artistic, do something creative, and realize how much more wonderful your life can be if you do that. So that's it in a nutshell.
It is. Lorma, you mentioned you wanted to see what the reaction would be when you all the statues got covered in
light. We had some real reaction, as a matter of fact. There were some people who were very upset. And as a matter of fact, we had someone downtown who knew about the whole campaign, and they ran into someone who was standing in front of one of the covered pieces. And I can't even tell you the language they used about it, because they were so incensed. And they were so mad that the art had been covered up. They said, that's horrible. How could you do that? And which actually played right into the idea of what we wanted to get across is, right, how can you cover the arts? How can you even think of silencing the arts? So we did get some reactions. We got, people were really interested. As a matter of fact, we saw them. What we did was we put little sleeves of with pictures of what the art does look like on, and we attached it to the artwork so people could see what they were missing. And people were reading about the program. We saw them picking up those little sleeves and looking at what they were missing of the covered up art. And it was only for a period of 2 days, but it really did have an impact. People were getting it. They understood that, yes, this is something that's important, and we don't want to miss out on it. And as a matter of fact, when I talked to the owner, there, some of those public art pieces downtown are actually owned by private people. And when I spoke to them about it, one of the owners of the artwork said, oh, that's great. This is exactly what we need, because people sometimes take it for granted. So if you cover it up, I think people will pay more attention to it later when you've uncovered it again. And I think that's true. You know, think you only miss something when it's taken, you know, you don't realize how much value it adds to you until you've had it taken away. And this is what we wanted to do. So I think it was very impactful.
Lorma Freestone from the Holland Area Arts Council, what can you anticipate, say, in the short term about this? Because now that this program has begun, in terms of the public awareness of it, a lot of front-of-mind awareness will be there. Do you expect a lot of reaction early, or is this going to be more of a gradual reaction?
Well, I think we'll get a lot of hits on the website, and also people going to Facebook right away, because it's immediate in their minds. However, what we want to impress upon people is that website is going to be constantly changing. We want people not to just go once. You can go back over and over again, because there will be more things uploaded onto the website and on the Facebook page. Of course, Facebook is great because it is always evolving, because people, it grows as people comment on the page. But that wonderful video that Rick Van Grau produced is on the website right now, and that is a really wonderful way for people to get the introduction to the program. And then, so go to that website, nomoreart.org, and view the video that was presented at the concert Saturday night. But I think our goal is to get 500 stories over the next 9 months. And I don't think that's going to be too hard to do, because people always want to talk about how they've experienced the art. I think we're also going to have challenges on our Facebook page that ask people to doodle and ask people to write haikus. And we're going to have like the six-word novel challenge. So we're going to do a lot of things over the next 9 months to get people to engage in a fun and interactive way. And then, of course, your work will be put up on the Facebook page. So that'll be kind of fun, too. Every artist wants to be appreciated for their work. So we want to make sure that people get an opportunity to be exposed. So I'm thinking that it's going to gain momentum.
Two more questions, Lorma Freestone. First of all, apologies if this is going to be a naive question, but I would believe that, okay, we did the covering up the art, we unveiled the program on this, we have now B coming and C coming. I would assume this is not just a one-shot deal and then all of a sudden, well, we just hope we can have a lot of word of mouth on this.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see more things coming out of this. It'll be, we just want the public to be aware of what a fabulous artistic and creative community they do live in, and we don't want people to take advantage, you know, to take it for granted. So we want to push people to do things that maybe is a little out of their comfort zone, but I think people, usually when they do that, they get a sense of accomplishment and gratification when they're finished. So this is what we want to spread around, is that great feeling of accomplishment.
The other question, a little bit more pragmatic, I'm afraid, Lorma, is this. Because it is a consortium, for lack of a better term, a group that nonprofits getting together for this, awareness is one thing, and that's certainly laudable. Bottom line, too, getting more donations, getting more charitable contributions certainly has to be a factor as well.
Absolutely. And the more people that are touched by the services that a nonprofit provides, the greater their reach. And the more awareness that is brought to those initiatives, those services that are brought to the community, that means that, you know, the rising tide floats all boats. You know, that's what we want to do with all of us. All of us are in the same kind of situation where we're all asking the community to support us financially as well as taking part in the things that we offer. And so if we get that message across to the community, you know, the person that may have walked by those statues 100 times and not notice them, suddenly they may think twice and say, you know what, now I realize, now I see. Somebody had to create that piece of artwork. Someone had to put it there. Some organization had to go through the effort to find those artists who could do this art for them. So maybe I better support that. And that's what we're hoping for. And I know that that's what's going to happen.